Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 9 weeks ago, I warned you to expect that the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics might modify its methodology for calculating the Consumer Price Index. I thought this might happen in January for the December report. None of the regular media warned its audience of this upcoming sleight of hand to deceive the public. Well, that didn't happen in January for the December report. Instead, it was announced in February for the January report on consumer prices. As announced 2 weeks ago, the BLS changed its methodology a year earlier than previously stated. You should be extremely suspicious of this change in calculating the rise in consumer prices. When the government has changed its methodology over recent decades, the change almost always seems to report more favorable results from the perspective of the federal government instead of randomly doing so only about half the time. A year ago, when the BLS changed its methodology on the CPI, analysts figured that the new results understated monthly price increases about one-half of 1% compared to the standards used the year before. I have not seen how much this newest version will further understate price increases. The BLS also announced that it will be revising its methodology for the Consumer Price Index every year instead of every 2 to 5 years in the past. This is a huge admission that consumer prices are expected to continue increasing by ever larger amounts. Despite the change in methodology, the latest CPI report was tied for the highest monthly price increases over the past 7 months. That contradicts claims by politicians that consumer prices are starting to come down. Even worse, the monthly producer price index released less than 2 weeks ago also showed its highest increase in the past 7 months. The increase from December to January of 0.7% is a major indicator to expect even higher consumer price increases over the next few months. For your own financial protection, you need to look beyond the failure of the regular media to tell you this critical information and ignore the lies of politicians. I warned you 2 months ago. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.